Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about Islamic Hero. Well, let's go! Hope you guys are doing well on that kicking ass. Yeah, I've been collecting these little clips here and there, and now it's time to make this little dealie. Yeah, so we're gonna talk about Islam and all the awesome stuff that's coming towards you. Yes, they're gonna implement Sharia law. You know, it'd be good for the women because they need to stop fucking showing their bodies out and trying to tempt men. That's the only good thing. But other than that, oh fuck, it's gonna suck ass, but you know, it is what it is. Yes, friends, here's one of their practices. Yeah, someone's gonna buy this 9-year-old girl. For what? Yes, for sexy time. A dude's gonna marry this little girl to be his bitch. Yes, and look at this little girl. She's supposed to be all wrapped up like a sand person. But yeah, she has makeup on. Yeah, at least lipstick. Yeah, imagine having this little 9-year-old have her lips around your cock. Fun times indeed. Don't you wish you were Muslim? Well, without further ado, let's roll the clip, right? Enjoy!
My father has sold me because we don't have bread, rice, and flour. He has sold me to an old man.
Yes, little girl, your ass belongs to a dirty old man, and guess what he's gonna do with that shit? Oh yeah, he's gonna take it home and he's gonna fuck it! Oh yes, of course they're gonna fuck the shit out of you, because that's what they do. They say it's a religion of peace, but isn't it more like a religion of pedophiles? Hey, why not, right? Jews do it, so why not another people fucking do it, right? Enjoy!
He's bought Parwana for 200,000 Afghanis, just over $2,000.
Yes, friends, the moral of the story is, don't be poor. When you're poor, people do all kinds of things to you. And why not, right? Because you are a fucking loser. That's what you get for being a poor ass bitch, because you are stupid. And that's why they're snatching your daughter up and this old man's gonna fuck the shit out of her. And guess what? She might die from getting fucked. Who knows? How big is a Muslim dick? I wonder. I'd rather not, because I'm not gay. And you guys are fucked up for doing shit like this, but whatever, that's the world that we live in, so yeah. Enjoy.
Covered up, Parwana whimpers as her mother holds her.
Yes, friends, we live in strange times. Yes, you don't know who's friend or who's foe. Yeah, all these people are trying to do all kinds of shit to you, and with you, and against you. They're like, what the fuck can you do? Yeah, it's a fucking clusterfuck. But, I don't know, friends. Let's continue, because fuck, we ain't gonna come out of this bullshit anytime soon, right? Well, whatever, let's go.
This is your bride. Please take care of her, says Parwana's father.
Yeah, friends, check this out. Of course I'm gonna take care of this little girl. I just spent $2,000 on my hard-earned money. So yeah, instead of fucking a goat tonight, I'm fucking a little girl. Yay! Enjoy! I'm sure this old man's gonna enjoy that fucking piece of ass. But don't go too hog wild, friend, because you don't want to kill her. Right? Right? I don't know, man. Anyways, let's continue.
Of course I will take care of her, replies the man. His large hands grab her small frame. Parwana tries to pull away.
Yes, friends. You see what the corrupt news network is showing these people? If you have enough money, you could go to these shithole countries and you could buy it off piece by piece. And you could build something awesome. Yeah, so I guess, you know, the future ain't gonna be that bad. As long as you have money, and with the collapse, you could do all kinds of degenerate shit. Yeah, like in Nazi Germany. When it used to be the Weimar Germany or whatever. Yes, you could get a mother and daughter for, I don't know, maybe for like a bar of chocolate, and you could fuck the shit out of them.
Oh, Gonzo, how old is the daughter?
As older you want to be. How old? Low, low, low. Yeah, do you want that little girl? Enjoy!
As he carries her only bag of belongings, she again resists, digging her heels into the dirt.
Oh, don't worry, little girl. This old man's gonna be digging inside of you tonight, so enjoy that part. Yes, this bitch is gonna get fucked hard by this fucking dirty old man, but it is what it is. What can you do? I don't know. Enjoy.
But it's futile. fate of this small, helpless child has been sealed.
Yes, friends, you want to see what's the fate of this little girl? I have another clip of another chick. I don't think it's the same one. Yes, of a girl that's, I think she's 12 or something, and she's giving birth. Dun, dun, dun. The plot thickens. Well, let's play that clip.
11-year-old. This pack is...
Oh, well, my mistake. It's supposed to be an 11-year-old girl. Thank you, J.D. Vance's twin brother, or whoever you are. Yeah, he is correct, I guess. He's the one that made the video, and I'm just stealing it from him. Which he stole it from someone else. Yay! Let's watch.
Danny, 11-year-old child, actually now 12, had a baby at 12.
Sorry, friends, but doesn't matter how old is the female, they're all whores. Why? Because it's their nature. That's why they fucking keep them in the sand people outfits, because they do stupid shit. It sucks that this little girl got fucked, but, it's their religion or whatever, so, yeah, if you want to do that for your people, then maybe you don't join that religion. Just saying.
Let's play a little game. Who can guess what religion this is? Which religion this is okay? Actually, not only okay, but it's encouraged, as it...
Numbnuts, have you forgot about the Jews? They like fucking kids too, so, yeah, there's another religion that does it, so don't forget them. Enjoy!
It's written in their holy books that their leader is the perfect example by which all of their men should follow, and their leader married a 6-year-old and consummated the marriage with that 6-year-old at 9 years of age.
Yeah, he's talking about Muhammad. I think he was like 54 years old or something. Then he married a 6-year-old bitch and he fucked her at 9. I wonder if she gave birth at 10. Who knows? That's what they do. Enjoy.
Which religion? I'll give you another hint. The leader of that religion's name is Muhammad. Yeah. One of the only cultures that advocate for this kind of thing. To rape children.
Yes, you know, kids shouldn't be, you know, rapeable, but apparently they are, so enjoy.
Why are we allowing these kinds of things to happen in our countries?
Numbnuts, in case you don't know, it's called demographic replacement. Yeah, some people think it's a conspiracy theory, but if you have eyes in your fucking skull, you could say they're replacing some people with other people. So yeah, that's why you have these fucking Muslims and fucking Pajits and all kinds of fucking creatures in your fucking country. Because they want to replace you with these fuckers. Why? Because fuck you, that's why. Enjoy! And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. And it's just my delusionals, so you can see that I am delusional as fuck. But let's continue.
We bring in people who do things like this into our countries, into the West. Leave them where they are. Leave that cancerous ideology over there. We don't...
Don't you get it, stupid? They're trying to replace you, you dumb fuck. Why do you think they're importing these fucking creatures here? Yeah, they're gonna outbreed you, you moron. You're not fucking taking women's rights. Yeah, you're supposed to grab that bitch. What they're doing to their fucking children? You do it to the fucking women here. Yeah, you don't have to be that crazy. All you gotta do is take their fucking rights. Yeah, you force them to be wives and mothers. Not fucking lawyers, fucking strippers, or sex workers. None of that fucking bullshit. Yes, guy, you gotta take women's rights away and kick out all these fucking creatures out. If they don't want to leave fucking one way, you give them the old heave-ho. But no, you motherfuckers want to be playing these stupid games. So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna lay down and die? Not me. You could fucking suck a dick for you want, but not me. I got ideas. So let's continue.
Need it in the West. This is not something that should be brought and imported into the West ever.
Yes, this fucking religion shouldn't be in Western society. It shouldn't be in this planet either, but fuck, it's here. So what the fuck are we gonna do about it? Obviously nothing. Yeah, wasn't the fucking New York mayor fucking a Muslim too, the Mamdani guy? Yeah, and we're bringing more and more of these fucking worms here. So what the fuck's gonna happen, huh? Yeah, you wanted a fucking holy war? Well, guess what? It's fucking brewing. Yeah. So guess what, friends? This is the shit that's gonna fucking blow up in our fucking faces. Yeah, it's gonna be fucking fun. So you better get strong and level up, because we're gonna be fighting these fucking creatures. You don't think we're not? You're fucking... fucking stupid if you believe that shit. Yes, friends, don't be a weak little bitch, because these motherfuckers are gonna behead you, and they're gonna be fucking your wives, your daughters. Yeah, literally your daughters. That six-year-old little girl you got right there holding your hand and jumping up and down your knee right now? Yeah, little Susie? Well, guess what? She's gonna be jumping on Mohammed's dick in a couple of fucking months. So, if you don't like that, you know what you gotta do, friends. So, be strong. Be awesome. Let's take back our country and our future. Okay? I'm here with you, so don't think I'm not gonna be in the mix. This old geezer's gonna fucking fight. Yes. Either fucking make it fucking through or die trying. So, either way, I'll be out of the mix, huh? But though, no, we must do it. Just ensure the future. It's gonna be glorious. You just gotta fucking survive it, friend. So you better level up. If not, then it is what it is. Well, I'll talk to you guys later. I got shit to do, so goodbye.